Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Adrian Baker, Enfield History student at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 18, 1876, approximately 60 years after the Bustle Rebellion, another island-wide revolt broke out. The Confederation Rebellion, coming after several months of political campaigning and tension over the issue of Confederation of the Windwards and the possible change to Crown Colony government, commenced at Bide's Mill, St. George. With poverty levels high, two Dutton brothers entered the plantation yard with a red flag demanding liquor. A rural constable was summoned to arrest them, but this resulted in the blowing of a conch shell to summon hundreds of workers who converged on the plantation and proceeded to raid potato fields. The police from the nearby District C station responded and the riot act was read. Five persons were arrested, but the Dottins made the escape and were never apprehended. Some evidence suggests that they fled to Trinidad after hiding in the Moktebo Moravian Church. In the coming days, under the leadership of General Green and Colonel Smith Beard, the planned revolt quickly spread to all parishes. At Graham Hall and Warner's, the rebels took potatoes and burnt cane fields. At Adams Castle, they burnt canes and took livestock. They attacked Staple Grove and robbed Manager Dean of his gun. Applewhite's plantation was sacked and shops in Four Roads were plundered. These acts of terror forced the planters to vacate their great houses, finding refuge in Queen's Park and ships in Carlisle Bay. The seriousness of this revolt was summed up by Lieutenant Colonel Sargent, commander from St. Anne's Fort, who led the troops in the suppression of the revolt. And I quote, "There could be no doubt whatever that after the experience gained by the present transactions, that Barbadians can never be left without the presence of European troops. I am fully convinced that if we had not a sufficient force to stem the spirit of riot and disorder openly and unreservedly showed by the evil disposed on this occasion, that the white population might, and I have no doubt would, have met the consequences of the most grave and painful character." Thus, Barbados' most serious rebellion started this day, April 18, 1876.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.